Those said to be living on the edge of emergency, that is, people on the brink of not being able to feed themselves and thus requiring outside assistance, has nearly doubled to 220 million worldwide during the past 2 years. CARE International report author Vanessa Rubin says the steep increase is truly alarming.
Some of the communities I spoke with in our projects in Kenya, for example, spend about 80% of their income in food. Now, if the price of food goes up three or four times, as it has in some parts of Africa, you can imagine what impact that has on people's ability to feed themselves.
While rising food prices are seen as having the largest impact, Rubin says other factors are also putting millions more on the edge of poverty.
There are also more ingrained issues like climate change. It's really squeezing the natural resources, the land and the water, on which so many people's livelihood depends, whether it's agriculture or whether it's animals. I mean, also we're seeing populations growing, and so that's really squeezing people's livelihoods.
The CARE report underlines that the international community has failed to learn the lessons of countless emergencies going back decades.
The point that we're making in the Living on the Edge report is that it's also the responses to that vulnerability that have been inadequate. There's been a real tendency to firefight emergencies at the peak of a crisis, but not enough focus on the reasons why people are vulnerable to them in the first place.
Rubin says while funds must continue to be channeled to short-term emergencies, money must also go to long-term development commitments that strengthen the resolve of local populations. Next week, a UN summit will be held to discuss the organization's so-called Millennium Development Goals. Rubin says the UN meeting simply cannot ignore the current poverty trend.
The way we see it, the time is now. The world leaders are going to meet in New York next week. They don't have any choice but to address this.
The top priority of the Millennium Development Goals is to cut in half the number of people whose income is less than $1 a day by 2015. Bridging the gap between the talk of getting there and actually arriving is to be a major point of discussion. Tom Rivers for VOA News, London.